Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 9th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Square's hardware head Jesse DeRogatister announced the company will make a hardware wallet for Bitcoin. This isn't the company's first foray into the cryptocurrency, with its Cash app supporting buying and selling Bitcoin in the U.S. since 2018. The White House issued a fact sheet regarding an upcoming executive order impacting the tech and communication sectors. Among other items, the order encourages the FCC to restore net neutrality rules, limit excessive early termination fees by ISPs, and require reporting of ISP prices and rates. The order encourages the FTC to draft right-to-repair rules, establish rules on data collection by tech platforms, and announces a policy of greater scrutiny on tech mergers in general. New York City officially opened the Cyber Critical Services and Infrastructure Operations Center in Manhattan, designed to defend against cyber attacks. In the event of a cyber attack, organizations supporting the center will coordinate to overcome the attack and respond to potentially hobbled infrastructure, with Amazon, the Federal Reserve Bank, IBM, the New York Police Department, and several healthcare organizations on board. According to a research report by Baku, a London-based fintech firm, Asia is set to lead the e-wallet space globally, with Southeast Asia gaining traction as growth slows in China. In the Philippines, around 50% use GCash. In Malaysia and Singapore, GrabPay is number one. And in Indonesia, OVO sees 38% of user adoption. Qualcomm and Asus are releasing a $1,500 smartphone for their 1.6 million Snapdragon Insiders. The phone will be available for everyone after Insiders get early access. It has 5G, Wi-Fi 6E, a set of Master Dynamic earbuds, and of course runs on Qualcomm's Snapdragon 888 5G SoC. Lenovo announced the Yoga Duet 7i, a 13-inch tablet PC with a detachable keyboard, coming to India on July 12th, starting at 79,999 rupees, that's around 1,072 US dollars. The Duet 7i includes 11th-gen Intel Core i5 processors with Z graphics and a Lenovo e-color pen with a sensor that allows users to select colors by placing the tip of the pen on real objects or color guides. A new $59 mesh Wi-Fi system from the company Velo offers a three-device system with a claimed 4,500 square feet of coverage. Single standalone routers cost $19. The system offers dual-band Wi-Fi 5 with 3-gigabit Ethernet ports on each base station. A new note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that Apple will begin production of redesigned 14- and 16-inch MacBook Pros in Q3. Kuo also reports that Apple has invested in more mini-LED display suppliers, with plans to incorporate the displays into these upcoming MacBook Pros, as well as a MacBook Air model slated for 2022. Google plans to drop support for Android Jelly Bean with the release of Google Play Services version 21.30.99 at the end of August. Jelly Bean was originally released in 2012. Developers can still support the OS by building multiple APKs that support different minimum API levels. The site WA Beta Info reports that the beta of WhatsApp on Android began testing letting users control the amount of compression used on images and video, with options for auto, best quality, and data saver. The current version of WhatsApp compresses images by changing a file's extension to send it as a document. Netflix hired the former head of content for Apple Podcasts, Njeri Eaton, as its head of podcasts. Eaton will oversee Netflix's existing slate of companion podcasts for streaming content, as well as any original content produced. Researchers at Facebook AI created a new model for robotic locomotion called Rapid Motor Adaptation that runs on device and can adapt in real time to any terrain it encounters. The system was able to walk down stairs along a hiking trail in 70% of trials and navigate a cement pile and a pile of pebbles in 80% of trials. TikTok began testing a new system in the U.S. to automatically delete content on upload for several categories that violate its content policies, including minor safety, adult nudity, violent and graphic content, and illegal activities. TikTok said it previously tested the system in other markets and found it had a false positive rate of about 5%. And finally, a team of Chinese researchers created a passive cooling fabric suitable for clothing, shown to keep a test subject 3 degrees Celsius cooler when in the sun. The researchers embedded titanium dioxide nanoparticles into the polymer polylactic acid, then coated it with a thin layer of another polymer, polytetrafluoroethylene. The fabric was able to reflect over 90% of incoming sunlight, with non-reflected photons radiated away in the mid-infrared, allowing the photons to escape through the atmospheric window rather than absorbed by atmospheric gas. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.